Hey fans, if you're shopping for new flooring in April, the folks at Floors Your Home have got you covered. I'm here with Brian Kahn.
We really do, JMV. We just made a special purchase of 11 truckloads of first quality hardwood flooring that we're offering at an incredibly low price. We're talking 300,000 square feet in stock at Floors to Your Home. And this is first quality high-end hardwood flooring.
Brian, what's the incredible price? Tell us.
If your listeners mention the fan at any of our locations, they can get this beautiful new hardwood flooring for only 99 cents a square foot.
Did you say 99 cents a square foot for top quality, high-end hardwood flooring?
That's right, while supplies last. Plus, incredible deals on laminate, waterproof, and more every day.
And at Floors to Your Home, they have everything in stock, so you can take your new flooring home today.
Three convenient locations, Avon, Noblesville, and Brookville Road.
Who has the lowest prices on flooring plus top quality hardwood for just 99 cents a square foot?
Floors to Your Home, that's who.
The film Air is set to come out, and I could not be more happy to welcome in our next guest for the first time on our show here in Indy. His role is played by actor Matt Damon in the film Air. Let's welcome in the great Sonny Vaccaro on the Andy Moore Automotive Group Hotline. Hey, Sonny, it's an absolute pleasure to invite you on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and I'm better off right now than I was 1 second ago because I'm talking to you guys in Indianapolis, which knows a heck of a lot about basketball. So let's go get them.
We love basketball around here. You know, it's funny, and we're both talking to a lot of people around here in Central Indiana. You helped shape basketball for us, and I'm not talking about dribbling or shooting or passing, but with what we wear. And you helped shape it at a time when it was necessary. And with that film Air that has been released, what did you think about that finishing product that is about what you accomplished with Nike, what you did with Michael Jordan back in the mid-80s?
So we're talking about it now after the 40 years, right?
Yeah.
What do I think now or what did I think then?
No. Well, we'll start with now. What do you think about the finished product? And then I want to double back with you about how it evolved when you were actually doing it. But what do you think about the film in general, Sonny?
I think I can tell the people listening to you today that, if I said I'm proud of it, why wouldn't I, right? I'm involved, vicariously and personally with this movie. But what it's going to do, explain in 3.5 months, one individual, Michael Jordan, and another individual, Sonny Vaccaro, and a couple other ones of Nike, including the president and the owner, Phil Knight, had no idea what they were even going to do before they start talking about signing a player. What transpired, what I watch on this movie, in the 2 hours it is, how the Frost Season Bank or some stupid thing, but now they will find out. There's only 9 characters, I believe, in the movie. But that's all there were involved with, Phil and Rob Strasser giving me permission to go find a player that will help sell a shoe someday. So to tell you anything other than I am astonished, it's unbelievable that I'm talking about something that happened 40-some years ago. But more unbelievable, as I go through those years personally, I was involved in basketball before they won an All-Star game. A lot of people know. I was involved with representing some players going to the ABA. I was involved in basketball most of my adult life. But I wasn't involved with Nike until 1977 when they asked me to pay college coaches. I told them to pay so they can put their shoes on high school kids who were now in college so that we could sell a shoe because they had nothing to do with basketball. They had one college before they met me. That was University of Oregon. I think that, they gave them to Oregon. So this is not negative. This is what the times were. Converse, to extent Adidas, the foreign company, and maybe sometimes Pro Kids, had a whole thing, a whole industry done. They asked me to find somebody. I watched somebody, but I'm going to tell you that movie. When you're finished with it, however you feel about me personally, or Phil Knight, or Michael Jordan, forget that. Get rid of the personal animus. Just see what Jordan did. See what I saw in that movie. I saw a small group of people and one individual, Michael Jordan, change the course of an industry. No, not shoes, marketing. Yeah. It was a shoe. That's what it was. There were millions of shoes before that was the Air Jordan shoe. There were other players that wore it. Stan Smith started with, him in tennis and all these sort of things, like golf. You had, golf didn't have a thing, but you had a shoe, right? Converse had everybody in a shoe. Very few people, did anything. That tennis shoe at that time was everybody's what we wore. But Jordan called the bluff for everywhere. Phil Knight, he gave the money for the bluff. I had the idea for the bluff. Today, I will say to this audience, Michael Jordan is GOAT. There was a GOAT every generation. Somebody was GOAT. Will Chamberlain was GOAT. Larry Bird was GOAT. Everybody's a GOAT when they're playing. I don't want to get into who's better, LeBron James or this guy or Kobe, whoever, right? But I want to say one thing to this audience right now. The movie will show that Jordan changed the world by making an article, a shoe, a business, something that will live forever. When Michael's gone, Air Jordan will never be forgotten. That logo will never be forgotten. And also, professional athletes, I don't think there would ever been, I personally don't think there would have been another athlete could have did what Jordan did. He changed the world around. Now, they're selling replicas, they're selling somebody a war shoe for millions of dollars. That's not a players, that's not teams, that's individuals that have collections. So Jordan changed the world in marketing. That's what I remember from this movie, because it'll tell you how it happened.
Sonny Vaccaro joins us. Matt Damon plays the role of Sonny in the film Air. It's Air courting a legend, and Sonny's kind enough to join us on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline. Sonny, I don't know if you remember this or not. I'm betting you probably do. But it was during the 84 Summer Olympics, and Bob Knight, the head coach of IU that coached the Summer Olympic team at 84, had a quote about his vision of Michael Jordan being the best player he had ever seen. And a lot of people still go back to that and saying, wow, what a vision he had. He was on it before anybody else. What gave you the thought that what you were getting into with Michael Jordan was going to be jumping on board with the greatest at that moment that we had ever seen?
I knew, because John Thompson, I believe, was people involved with that 84 team. And George Raveling, my best man, was an assistant coach. And I knew about Michael Jordan because he beat Georgetown, my favorite team in the world at that time, with that shot. But what Bobby Knight said at that time, okay, now Michael did not win the NCAA championship his junior year. We all know that, right? They didn't do anything after that freshman year. Bobby solidified anyone's mind in the world that this kid would be great, because that was not a trait of Bobby Knight. He never before, and I don't know ever after, picked out an athlete, and he's had great athletes play for him at Indiana, okay, and other places. He's seen talent when they were 5 years old. He verified. I don't think Bobby ever made a statement like that before or after. But his name gave credibility to my vision. Yes.
That always stands out, because regarding Michael Jordan and where it first started, Sonny, I look at you and I look at Bob Knight as opening all of our eyes to what Michael Jordan ultimately became. And you two both, I think, from that respect, were the visionaries for what we know Air Jordan to be and what we know Michael Jordan to be today.
You know, in life, as we go through whatever vocation or nothing, whatever you do in your life, somewhere along the line, a stranger enters into it. Some way, even if it doesn't end up positive, okay? There's always that thing, once you leave the ties of your home, your family and all that, there's something that happens to you that makes the light bulb go up. Like I said, I knew who Bobby was, and obviously I did, but my point there is, we had so much in common in other things. Both of us had detractors in a lot of other ways and things that we did things, okay? And we both believed in the way we did things. I believed in Michael Jordan. I didn't have the personal chance to be like Bobby, watch him play, go against him. I only saw him one time, and that's when he made the shot with 18 seconds to go and that clock start running. I only had that memory. So for Bobby to back up what later was my bet that, my life, everyone knows that I said that, I'll bet my job on it. I wasn't making $5. But my point to you is, you know, that thing helped me through my life because it helped me get Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's Sonny Vaccaro joins us. The film Air is fantastic. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, the stars of that film. Sonny's kind enough to join us on the Andy Mohr Automotive Group Hotline. And we're just talking about, you know, the shoe and the player here. But did you have in your mind the social explosion that that product was going to have? And really, there are so many different, I like to call it, I guess, offshoots of the Air Jordan product. I'll give you a great example. I wore throughout high school, I was in high school in the mid to late 80s, I wore Nike Dunks. All right, I wore the Nike Dunks that St. John's wore. I was always a huge fan of what Georgetown wore that had Hoyas on the back. Were you ready for that social? Did you expect that social explosion that came with the release of Air Jordan back then?
No, I wasn't thinking of social show things in shoes. I was thinking of social life in the United States in 1984. We just got through the 60s and 70s, and I'm old enough to have gone through those years. I wasn't really conscious of that. The one thing I was conscious of, they asked me to help save the Nike. They said, let's make a bet. Let's sell some basketball shoes. Remember now, the world wasn't running out there. Those shoes were successful. In fact, the most successful shoes at Nike were the basketball shoes, and because of the college teams that wore the basketball shoes, I understood that part of the world. I never dreamed this was going to happen. But what you just said resonated into something into infinity. It just keeps going. After Michael's gone, after Phil's gone, after I'm gone, after whatever, the legacy of Jumpman, not so much even Michael Jordan, always going to be Michael because he did it, right? But Jumpman, the first that picture, do you also want to put including it to your audience right now that we're selling a multi-billion-dollar movie, they are, on one word, air. Is there any? Now, we can use air anything in the world. We can use the air we breathe. We might die if it's bad. We may die by this air we have in the country now. This world, right? It's defining a movie, but everybody, millions of people know what the heck that word meant. It's not Air Jordan. You know, it's not Michael Jordan's air. It's just the word air. Michael Jordan, well, that shoe was going to live forever. That iconic one with the Jumpman, the red and black shoe, because nobody wanted it. Imagine that. Yeah. It was boycotted by the NBA. I mean, yeah. David Stern and all his righteousness, all that bullcrap, right? We went against the grain. And Rob Strasser said, I'll pay the fine in this movie when you see it. My point is, it went against everything that someone believed was the right way. Nike did the wrong way. Not illegal, not bad, and including me. What the hell was I doing making a question? They only asked me because I knew these kids for a draft choice and what would you put a shoe on. I didn't know. Air Jordan wasn't discussed the first time, the time I had the message and I sold Rob and Peter and Phil, give it to one guy. Because my belief then, and I know we're on limited time, what the hell are you giving three people to shoe for? All those guys are going to do would be somebody pretty good. This kid, I believe, could be great. That's what I was looking for, and I didn't know him. That's the good part.
Hey, Sonny, I know you got to run here real quick. I got a final thing with you. I've always thought about this. I don't know. There may not be an answer to this question because maybe there was not a runner-up. Maybe there was not a second place. But at that moment in time, I mean, you had Olajuwon, you had Ewing, you had to a degree a year prior, Drexler. You had all these names, you know, coming out of college and going to be established in the NBA. You had Michael Jordan as what you wanted your product line to be about. Was there a runner-up? Did you have somebody else in second place in mind?
I never did. I know. I want to tell you. I swear to God Almighty, I didn't know. Also, you left out Charles Barkley and John Stockton.
Yeah,
because
right,
I mentioned the other five guys that were in that room with me. They all were higher in stature than I was. I was only the college guy with just shoe stuff. I didn't live in like the movies that I lived in. I didn't live there. I went a couple days a month, and I went home, okay? Just I wasn't a normal employee. But I never had a second place. That was my whole thing. Because I remember I was a guy named Howard Schlesser, who you would know, a big-time agent in football. He hailed everybody out. Remember Howard Schlesser? He passed away. God bless him. But my point, I want to tell you, no. But the consensus would have been Charles Barkley and John Stockton and the other guys you mentioned. But Charles probably would have been with somebody else, not by himself. If I don't convince Phil to give me all the money, they split that $500,000. And you know what? They were all good. Four or five of them are in the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying they were bad. They didn't do good. But it's quite obvious. And listening today and playing results, Charles is the most charismatic right now of all that. I mean, but you know what? Charles has shoes online. You know what? Charles is great. Charles is everything you want in a commercial because he does a thousand of them. He's funny. He's articulate. And he sometimes bothers a lot of people. But that's Charles. But nobody could have done it in 1984. Why? This kid was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. And the other part is he overcome 52 days he missed on injuries. And he come back, and he was greater than ever. And Spike Lee and everybody else made commercials. And that's what started the marketing. I'm going to have to pull it on you guys. But that's what made it. Michael Jordan made it.
Sonny Vaccaro's with us. I know you got to run here. If you wouldn't mind, I would love to, at a later date, get back with you because I kind of want to go longer form at some point with your career. If you would not mind, is that okay?
Let's do an hour. I love to talk. Call me.
My God.
I swear to
yes.
God, I'll do it. I'd love to do it.
I'm going to put you on hold here with my producer.
No. I got to do this other one. You know how it is in your business. You guys call my wife. You want to have the number,
I will do that, and I want to get you back on because I want to go longer form with you when you have more time, Sonny.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
You're a good goodbye. I love you. Okay. Bye-bye.